exactly what I'm saying. Tear both of them down, Dev and Collins.
Wait, hold on a second here now. The Collins portrait can.
It's very important we understand that I'm going to be the youngest TikTok teach ever. This place needs to reflect my youth and be relatable to my uni student homies.
Oh?
Put up a battered movie poster, a John Wick's and something old, a black and white thing.
If you stand in front of a black and white poster, people won't be able to see you.
That's a good point. I'll also need a traffic cone as well and some ironically 90s games console.
Oh.
Maybe a dead plant for the windowsill and a collection of empty Jack Daniels bottles randomly strewn on a mantle.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, man.
Oh, here we go. Deputy Richmond Owlicker.
Sorry, who's this?
It's actually Minister of State Richmond, but my friends call me Neil or Bro.
No. Sorry, I can't have someone this posh as my lackey.
What?
Who are you junior to anyway?
Minister Coveney.
Novany! Imagine being junior to a vacant room temperature suit.
Well,
there's no lower position in politics. Not since Michael Noonan's teabag squeezer.
Oh, is there a vacancy for a teabag squeezer? Or
look it, we have serious business be getting on with here, hey, than selecting your lick spittle. Although they don't come much more drooling than Neil here.
What kind of sycophant are you anyway?
Well, what kind of sycophant would the Taoiseach talk designated like me to be?
It's TikTok Taoiseach, and I need the office to be far more like a fresher's hangout.
Right.
Cool, but also chillaxed.
I can go into college dorms in your behalf, boss, take soundings on post-ironic postering if you like.
Maybe that Einstein sticking out his tongue poster that was very popular when I was in higher education myself.
Look now, you weren't even in college long enough for your labour books to go overdue.
Well, frankly, hang on,
You weren't even in a college, it was a tech.
They're called universities now, ever since the ITs showed that they can do financial scandals just as well as the big brand unis.
You're right, you're a lucky wee bookle again, getting out of the handiest phony cabinet job just as it explodes with presidents resigning, UL weirdly paying millions more than the market price for 20 houses.
Oh, scandal. For that, I will need my nodding, serious voice.
You're what? With the who?
Allow me to address this matter with my distinguished I'm listening frown.
Jeez, go easy with the nodding or your head'll roll off.
It is of great concern. And can I just say, it was like that when I got there.
Oh, that's what Leo used to say.
Don't you mention his name!
Sorry.
You go outside now and get my Francis Fitzgerald appreciation wall print for the beanbag chill-out zone.
Right.
And also make sure that on my first overseas trip, the media don't label it as a J1.
Just gonna have a quick nap. What on earth?
Deputy!
Teesh for another 10 days, I think you'll find.
Your stuff is in the bin bag out there in the hall next to the leaky radiator. Which seemed appropriate, hey?
Well, I didn't say that you could.
Was there anything else? As we're quite busy here spitballing my vision for a future Ireland. I'm important.
No, not really. I just wanted to reiterate again that if anyone's expecting a scandal as the reason that I...
Sorry, what scandal?
No, there is no scandal, but if someone produces evidence of one in a few weeks or a month, then it's simply not true, whatever video footage or documents, photos, or there's no scandal, so you can dismiss it
right
when it emerges and believe it if you want.
What the hell?
But every single one of my supporter will be...
We're just going to continue with our meeting now.
Right. Best of speaking now, if anyone wants me...
We won't!
Bye-bye!
I'll be ungratefully dissing journalists who have milked for soft coverage for years.
Sure, yes. Now, I think my
so I'll...
Are you sure? I'm not sure.
Right.
That might be related to
guys, I'm leaving.
Would you
so,
consider a trip to Washington?
Yes. Okay, then. Well, these are exciting times at last.
Politics is on the boil again?
You can feel it in every face you see.
Yeah. Hello everyone, and a meh Easter lily season to you all, etc.
Well, almost everyone.
What's wrong, boss?
You seem, what's the phrase?
Over it.
What are you all talking about? I am the people's Taoiseach.
Well,
I am changing for a fight at Ireland.
You're glitching. I mean, you're sick of it, aren't you? You're sick of it.
You are?
Losing the spine for the fight.
Yeah, low backbone density. Oh no, she's got leoparosis.
Sorry, excuse me now. I care about the ordinary of needy people.
Here.
The needs of ordinary people, you mean?
Look around, Shinners.
What?
4 years of giving Varanker the stink eye was wearing thin.
Well.
But the bang of dead-eye Tory, bank of mum and dad, stuck-up saddo vibe that oozed off him meant we were always going to win the plain people vote.
Aye, we are unbeatable among the core demographic of darts watching.
Own brand cheese eating.
Buying smokes in your pyjamas shopping.
Every meal in the air fryer cooking.
Decent plain people of Sinn Féin's Ireland.
Until now.
What?
I mean, Simon Harris, son of a taxi driver,
yes,
married to one of our beloved up the nurses.
Oh, yeah.
He's rabble rousing on law and order.
He is.
I'd nearly vote for him myself.
Oh.
We're screwed.
No, boss.
No.
Don't worry at all.
We've taken up the in an emergency break policies hammer and are ready to smack it.
Mm. And remind me of what ridiculous U-turns we unveiled this week. Mm-hmm. I can't remember because some of them reached such an altitude of righteousness. Ooh. Our core values got a nosebleed.
Well, we're opposed to the woke hate speech bill now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't need it. We already have laws to sue anyone who breathes within a 4 kilometre radius of our aura of entitlement.
What else?
We're against the EU deal on immigration.
Sorry, we're back to hating on Europe again? Great. So Brexit bashing was fun while it lasted.
Yes, but we cannot relinquish our sovereignty on immigration issues to Brussels.
No, never.
Well, that does sound a little bit Boris-y, you know.
We're also in favour of extending the number of countries we deem safe so that illegal immigrants can be rejected or maybe returned.
Wow, like flights to Rwanda. Well, thanks, Suella.
If it's too much for you, boss, we could try another tack.
Okay, go on.
Well, rather than you stinking and bolshy bashing your way through Harris for a whole year till the next election, you could always try being more...
Honestly, if I have to give out yards for another year, I'm going to start feeling like one of those throbbing forehead veins protruding from Ivan Yates when he does his sex face discussing feminism at some corporate lunch for extramarital rugby dads.
That was unnecessarily graphic.
You could always try being more Michelle.
Oh, yes.
As in O'Neill.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, looking delighted with yourself, bouncing around with a grin on your face as if you just married into a Ballymaloo fortune.
Okay.
Like a happy, huggable, cuddly Mardy Lou?
Just so I have it right, I have a choice between turning myself into what sounds like a brand campaign for Pampers,
mm-hmm,
or sounding like an attack ad for Brexit.
Yep.
With all due respect.
So,
I think it's time we took back control of our borders, frankly.
Now,
somebody sellotape my eyelids into a classic eye roll pose, please.
Oh. I think it's going to be a long year. It's good to have you back, boss.
Okay,
all right.
You next to Sugar Boobies.
How do you react to the news about your trial over hush money payments to Stormy Daniels will begin next month?
It's lies. I don't even know what hush money is. I didn't do it. Have you ever known me to spend money and not tell everybody about it? It makes no sense. Wrong.
Sir, are you denying that you use election money to make these payments to the porn star?
I was told the money was for raising an election. I guess I just maybe misheard them. But anyway, this is all political interference from Sleepy Joe. It's Biden run. He's running it even though he can barely walk. I'm not sure he even knows what's going on. Poor guy. He thinks Air Force One is the spoon that's used to feed him.
So are you implying that Joe Biden is not cognitively reliable,
yeah,
yet also he's secretly manipulating the U.S. legal system to specifically attack you?
He's sleepy, drooly, idiot Joe, but also he's a scheming, manipulative genius. Now, check out my new book in all terrible bookstores.
So you've written a new book, sir?
Called The Bible. You ever hear of the Bible? It's been co-authored with me and King James. It's got all the greatest stories like the Last Chicken Supper and when Judas made a bad deal with the Romans. Everyone knows that 30 pieces of silver. Imagine that. If I was betraying the Lord and Savior, I'd have gotten way more, far more. We're selling our God Bless the USA Bible for a low, low price of $59.99, which reminds me of my favorite New Testament parable. Terms and conditions apply. No refunds. This is the word of the Trump. Thank you. Thank you.
The time now is 8:10. Let's hear from Garda Under Commissioner Fecal McGillifegal, who's live from day 2 of the Garda Easter Conference. Good morning.
She's a toast carousel, takes forever, doesn't
Garda
it?
Garda Fecal, are you?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, you're at it fierce early. What time are we on with the sour lad?
We're live on air now.
Oh, jeez.
The time now is 8:11.
Thank you very much for having me on your programme. A lot of issues are being discussed. Certainly, police brutality is a global problem, but Garda brutality is not a matter for us.
There have been numerous cases, though, of abuses of power.
With regard to that, at this particular time, yes, a heap of our members may be brutal at being guards. For example, sleeping in, getting arrested for being perverts with the course of justice, handing out bicycles for a laugh.
Really?
But unfortunately, it is often turned into something more sinister by the G-Suck,
right,
because they G-Suck the crack out of everything.
What about the controversial new facial recognition technology that was discussed? Civil liberties are really at risk.
risk here, aren't they?
It is critical that we implement it ASA possible. I mean, last night, I don't know how many lads come up to me and were like, Fakla, how's it going? Remember me, lad? You signed me in when I was in France and so on. And sure, I couldn't tell him from Saddam. If we had a device now that I and our members could use and then be able to go, ah, Cormac, good man, how's the Slovenian missus? Any shkawaja?
What else has been discussed at this conference?
The new Garda uniforms are a major concern for our members. The T-shirt is too cold when you're outside, the jacket is too warm when you're inside, and sure, if you take off the jacket when you're inside, you won't feel the benefit of it when you go outside.
Well, if cold weather is a concern, the South Australian Police recently held an expo in Dublin hoping to lure Gardaí from down under. That might help matters.
Well, look, what we say to the government is that if they want to follow a definite line of keeping Gardaí in the country, it has to become a more attractive career.
How exactly?
Well, for example, more frontline crowd control duty, particularly with regard to Shania Twain concerts.
Sorry?
I think it would be more attractive to our members if they were on patrol to manage unsafe crowd hysteria, which may result from her Canadian contortions.
Right.
We also want proper recognition for our members' efforts in the form of an honours system.
For what?
To, for example, award the best Burke family headlock of the week.
Right, well, Garda Fecla, we're going to have to leave it there.
Oh, well, they're after running out of wet trays now at the breakfast station while I'm talking to
you. I'm afraid we have to go.
Are you making omelettes there, love?
And coming up at 5 to 9, the entire history of hot cross buns in the 30 seconds we've got left.
No, I spent a whole week preparing for this and I drove here from Sligo.
Hi, everyone. It's just a normal day where I set out my various initiatives as a minister. Any questions?
Minister Coveney, we haven't seen you in months.
Yeah, not since your last scandal.
Well, as the Minister for Enterprise and Everyday Visibility, I want to assure...
Are you worried for your job in Cabinet? Is that why you're suddenly just showing up?
Well, I'm here to serve businesses like Big Shiny Tech, Big Shiny Pharma, Big Shiny Tax Avoidance. And as a perfectly normal aside, I would like to say I intend running in the next election, despite all the rumours. And assuming I'm still in Cabinet, in which case I might just...
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to my press conference.
Excuse me, this is my...
Here's another spanner we haven't seen for ages.
Now, I'm a busy bee of a minister for meanie spennying. And as a little aside, I would like to say nobody could be as good as I in this portfolio, which nearly rhymes with Fibsborough. And I thought I'd just show up here as a surprise, because people love surprises, don't they, Leo?
Minister, you seem upset that your leadership ambitions were crushed last week in the time it took to have breakfast.
No, that's not true. It's just that I had my ready breck so quick that I said feck, and unrelated to Simon Harris's quick victory, I threw up all my brekkie on my bib and some of it accidentally got in my eye and made my eyes go wee wee.
I also want to reassure people that my job in Cabinet is completely safe.
Hang on, Helen, this is my...
Sorry, I'm here as well.
There are just a small number of factors wreaking havoc on my chances of surviving.
Diddums.
Such as the complete lack of belief from anyone in the state that I'm able to do this job properly.
Okie momo.
And the fact that I waited too long to support Simon Harris.
Oopsie McIntyre.
But anyway, this is not about jobs being safe. This is about havoc wreaking and seeking haddock. Thank you.
Oh, she's a real tonic.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Hello, I'm Philip Boucher Hayes, or for short, just call me Philip Boucher Hayes. And welcome to my new series, Rising Tides, Ireland's Future in a Warmer World. I would have preferred to have my name in the title, but I was warned that the name Philip Boucher Hayes just has too great a carbon footprint. Now, as I sit on the plane flying to Greenland or some such place to see what flying is doing to our planet, I can't help but wonder why my chicken cacciatore is so tepid. Would it really have broken the Paris Agreement or the Kyoto Protocol to give it another zap in the oven to make it a smidgen more palatable for us weary explorers of the climate thingy? And so here I am, Philip Boucher Hayes, aboard an iceberg. Yeah, And so I have seen it. Let's fly to Malawi. This time the wine is a little lukewarm after supper, but there are greater problems. After flying around the world, I have discovered something that is causing me sleepless nights. Not only is our planet getting warmer, but to my inexorable horror, I'm starting to come to terms with the incontrovertible proof that there are other people on this planet of ours besides Philip Boucher Hayes. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. There are two more of these, which is more than I can say for the miserly portion of meatballs on the flight from Sweden. Bye-bye.
All right, settle down there. And there's some warm lemonade there by the table. Welcome to the Michael Ring press conference, sponsored by my favourite website, rip.ie. Tis like done deal for TDs. Yahoo! Now, I'm launching a crusade here today on all things nonsense, lefty and walky walk. Question.
Deputy Ring, did you not retire?
That is a scurrilous rumour spread by the Walkerati. I have been merely lying dormant here for a couple of years, and now I
You've woken up?
I'm not woke! You're woke! That question is woke! You and the media better watch yourselves, you're all at it, except for RIP.ie and the Mayo media. God bless them all.
Sorry, where's the toilet?
I'm glad you asked that.
Sorry?
Fine Gael needs to return to core values and listen to small, medium and obese farmers instead of all this far lefty, bleeding hearts guff about late night licensing laws.
Sorry, what's woke about nightclubs being open till 6 a.m?
There's nothing more woke than staying up all night dancing and jitterbugging and discussing Sally Rooney communism and filthy lit.
Sorry, she's from Mayo. Yeah.
Lies! If she was, she was destroyed by the Trinity College Walk a Caller Brigade. That's what they do to people there. And the hate speech law. I hate that. Put me in prison if you want to. That's pure walkie and the bandit, that stuff. We should be able to blackguard, sneer, carp and slag anyone, no matter if they're cross-eyed or riddled with bunions, without the language Bangardee showing up to lock us up because...
You can't say Bangardee anymore.
I'll say what I like. Nah. This is a do-or-die principle for our party. I'd sooner die than support...
You already voted for the hate speech bill, and so did Charlie Tannigan.
Yeah, he's definitely not a thing anymore.
No. You might be confusing me with Willie O'Dea. We are not the same person. We're just both heavily accented fellas who've been hibernating for years and have now...
Woke up?
We have... unasleep.
Late licensing and hate speech are both Helen McEntee ideas. Are you just attacking them now because our last remaining supporter has var exited himself?
No. What I'm trying to say here is wake up, sheeple. But don't wake up enough to be woke.
Listen, I'm going to head, lads.
Don't go away now yet. I have a few other things to say that are also woke. The clock's going forward. All that does is force small, middling and 6 foot three farmers to woke up an hour earlier.
Bye.
Come back. I have more here. Yeah, even the term woke is woke. We used to be able to say PC gone mad, but that's offensive to the mental healthers, I suppose, now, isn't it? Come back now, the whole lot here.
Welcome back. Well, joining us in studio is Des Cahill. Yeah, let me guess. Des, one team won, another one lost, etc., etc.
Yeah, that sums it up, but I can go into greater detail if you like.
Fine, if you must. I will use this time to iron my casual cravat collection.
What? Yeah, Ireland's interim manager John O'Shea did extremely well maintaining our impressive record of 0-0 draws and 1-0 losses. We drew with Belgium, then lost to Switzerland in the game that truly was won for the neutrals.
Now, it says here in this prompt that I refuse to muster any enthusiasm for. Any luck in the FAI's search for a permanent manager?
Yeah, no luck yet, even though they've offered it to anyone with a coaching licence and a whiteboard. But on the plus side, Brian Kerr was back in the fold on the back room, in the backroom staff.
What?
Putting out cones and washing bibs.
Oh.
I mean, we're still losing, but we're losing now in that classic salt of the earth Irish way. Here's what Brian Kerr had to say.
Yeah, Des, I don't understand the modern game, and our players nowadays do be kicking it sideways a lot for my taste. Back in my day, forward and back were the only two options we had, and we were happy to have them, you know. And then we had the yardage slices at half time. It wasn't for the energy, mind you, it was mainly for the scurvy. Let's hold on a second there. Here we are now, pal. That'll be 1570, please. You don't want to have with your luggage, do you? Because my back is not right. You know what I mean?
We should have edited that bit. Yeah.
Right, is there any news regarding those brutes who drink Lucozade?
Sorry, I...
You know, the ones who enjoy shoving one another to relieve the sexual tension.
Oh, the ga news. Yeah, no, it's so boring I didn't even bother checking. Just,
Right.
Who got... Oh, jeez, it says here the Football League finals are this weekend. Oh, there's something else. Apparently Downs keeper Charlie Smith has a tryout with the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, a marching band. Well, that's finally a good use of
their... No, it's an NFL team in America. He's trying out to be a kicker.
Oh.
It's probably safer that way. You know, the concussions are heavily associated with that sport.
Yeah.
Of course, it never happens in the GA. Anyway, moving on.
Right, I gather there's something about horse racing going on. At least the punters are dressed in acceptable attire there.
Well, the Irish Grand National is on Monday, and Willie Mullins,
does he just win everything? It's because his stable has the most money, isn't it? I mean, since when did Ireland become the Saudi Arabia of that particular sport?
I know, that's unfair. That's not like with like. I mean, alcohol is banned over there for starters.
But not when it comes to rugby sponsorship here, I see. I mean, I wouldn't mind if the sport was propped up by a respectable Bordeaux.
What?
Or even a pusillanimous Chateauneuf du Pape.
Chateauneuf du Pape. Yeah, he's running in the Hunter steeplechase at Ferry House tomorrow.
Right, well, that's enough sport.
Yeah.
For life.
What?
Hello everyone, and welcome. A happy Easter to all my followers, or the Haristocrats, as I might call you. Ha! It's a brand I'm trying out. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Live, laugh, love my harassers who are online harassing on my behalf. Oh god, that sounds wrong. Moving on to my new followers from all around the world who are admiring my youth and also wondering, was I hit by lightning? Welcome to you. And no, I wasn't. I was just in the Department of Health for a week until I realised I could work from Instagram. You might know me, of course, from every social media channel ever invented. I'm even on LinkedIn. Ha! But not only fans, not yet anyway. Block! My haters, of course, say important people like me shouldn't have the time for social media. And to them I say, I'm very important because of social media. So block, block, block! Hashtag can't handle the truth. Hello again. I'm having lunch in Greystones. I'm enjoying some Harrisa chicken. Thank you to Jemima95 who recommended it. Harrisa chicken is so called because the chicken is very young, was slaughtered before it had a chance, and will probably end up in the bin. Now for some speechifying. I think it's important that I congratulate the old people like Leo and Pascal for doing such a great job on making Ireland brilliant, while simultaneously laying out my plan on how to fix everything, because I'm also saying the country's in bits. You see, children, you can hold two conflicting thoughts in your head at once, such as, yes, I spearheaded repealing the 8th, and I rose to prominence by being vehemently opposed to it. Everyone can be two converse things at once. Like Leo. I mean, he was both the only person not shocked by his resignation, but also the one who walks around with the most permanently surprised expression on his face. I'm not saying anything. You're thinking it. I'm not saying it. Oh. Okay, lights, camera, action, cue music. My fellow Haristocrats, this is my 5-point plan to get the country back on track. Number one, take our flag back. Take it back! By shouting and doing faux, angry speeches. Ow, I just hurt my hand from remonstrating. Two, law and order. Law and order! I don't have any more notes on this one, so we just move on to number three. Don't mention health. I didn't destroy it. No one saw me do it. There's no way you can prove anything. Priority number four, the cost of the children's hospital. I didn't destroy it. No one saw me do it. See point three for further details. And my fifth priority, friends, more silly speeches. That's right, because I'm an icon. I'm a very important icon. I'm more Simon Harrison Ford than Kamala Simon Harris. And to quote the poet Indiana Jones, don't call me Junior. And now, to demonstrate my complete lack of originality, let me unveil my slogan to entice voters to extend the term in office of these dregs of Fine Gael to 19 years. You ain't seen nothing yet. Cue dramatic music. Me looking into the middle distance with a gigantic tricolour slow motion waving behind me. I'm Simon Harris. TikTok t-shirt waiting. And I approve this message. Block, block, block.
Now, to anyone who claims my department tries to hide terrible homeless figures on a bank holiday weekend, I'm here to dispel those myths with this Good Friday address, live from my garden, exclusively on Radio Namalier.
It's actually Radio Namalachida. It's a community radio licence.
Yeah, so I usually do these things down the Scaldy Jacks in front of all the media, but they're closing Good Friday like all good traditional boozers. So I'm sticking to my own traditions.
Right.
Swamping a load of cans out the back garden shed. What?
Anyone would think you're trying to make the latest figures announcement as unpalatable as possible. Oh, there are 100 people streaming this right now.
We need to get those figures down.
Indeed, the homeless figures were over 13,000 last month.
No, I meant bring the streaming figures down, and there's only one way to do that. Joining me for the big reveal is me junior housing minister.
How are you doing there? I can't believe I'm a half car like
that. Joxer O'Donnell, what?
It's Kieran, actually, but...
The live stream has just fallen by half.
Lovely jubbly. Now, accidentally on purpose, this month's report is also being announced at the same time as that breaking news from the north of Ireland.
And we've only 22 people watching now.
Yeah, you should all look at that, actually, to be honest. Or the row between Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm on his side, by the way. There's no movie or event or selection convention that can't be improved by asking someone to stick a pinky up your poor tunnel, if you catch me meaning. Lighten up, Rebel Wilson.
Up the rebels. Wait, I'm from Limerick. Sometimes I'm so nondescript. I get confused, like, up the treaty.
These emergency accommodation figures should always be misleadingly reported as homeless figures. And thank you to all the lazy journalists who use our suggested shorthand, because their other hand is busy opening cans.
We're down to six people now, people watching.
Now, without further ado, this month's winning numbers are 13. 8.
What?
41.
That's nearly 14,000. That's disgraceful.
And the bonus number, that's the number of homeless children's.
Oh.
4170.
Bingo.
What?
That's a record housing disaster. Up the rebels. Oh, shite.
It's official now. Nobody's watching the stream.
Brilliant. Yes.
Means we won't get a hiding over the latest record high homeless rate.
The only thing that's getting a hiding here is our social housing completion figures.
Oh.
And also that 24 pack of Galahad lager.
Oh my God.
If Derek can't do it, it can't be done.
It shouldn't be done.
It will be done.